Call to order. This regular meeting of the mayor and council of the borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times, by posting it in Borough Hall on the bulletin board reserved for such announcements, and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 2nd, 2024. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken.
Thank you, Mrs. Clark. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colacerto.
I'm here.
Mr. Crowley. Mr. Crowley.
Mr. Crowley.
He's speaking, bud.
Are you talking to the people in your car, or are you saying you're here?
Crowley's in car getting coffee.
Unmute. Come and raise his hand.
Mr. Crowley, can you raise your hand if you can hear us?
It seems to me he's talking to somebody else.
All right, keep going.
Mrs. Cusick.
Here.
Mr. Dockerty.
Where are you?
Mr. Dockerty, can you hear us?
It could be that we have a volume issue.
Mm-hmm. Are we muted?
The volume is up.
Ms. Forbes?
All right, I'm not muted.
Yay.
So you're here.
We're doing a roll call, John.
I don't hear anything. No, I'm not hearing anything. I just got a text. I'm mute, but I don't see me. But I think we both got promoted.
We're in the living room for sure. I just don't see anything.
Ms. Forbes?
Here.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Mayor Hohenleitner?
Here. Mr. Dockerty and Mr. Crowley, can you hear us?
Maybe say for the record that Councilman Dockerty and Councilman Crowley are here.
They're not able to participate if they can't hear, so they're not really here. All right, we're going to take a five-minute adjournment just to try to figure out what our issues are. Sorry. Especially sorry, Mr. Kayaza, because I promised it would be really quick.
Can anybody hear me?
No, yeah, we can.
We can hear you, John.
I can hear you, John, but I can't hear anything from the borough.
And are you seeing a picture of Ryan?
I just see the borough seal.
That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, seal? Mm-hmm. The seal. Okay. That shows up when you're...
Yeah.
Do you have a copy of the shade tree?
We have a quorum without them.
Yeah.
Sorry?
So we have a quorum without them.
That's right.
Let's go.
No, she doesn't.
No. Oh, absolutely not. No. You made a decision.
Yeah. How about now, guys?
So hopefully we averted the whole thing. I told the expert about it, so you can't pay. We all kept up on that line. We all talked to him every week. Kept on the call.
Mr. Crowley, can you hear us?
Brian, I'd like to call our meeting to order.
I don't know where you're from, John.
But John, you're right.
It's a nice stop.
Ariel and Robert will say that they can hear us and they can see us, but we can't hear.
He can tell him we drive.
I'm about to really begin driving. I'm parked right now, so at a certain point, I'm not going to be able to keep looking at the phone.
Really, Tom, it's going to be really fast. I tried to call them. They're not picking up their phones. They can't hear either.
Yeah, but you have an open public meeting. Yeah?
Josh Leinsdorf can see and hear John and Brian and no one else, so they just can't hear us.
What's the matter with the
I'm going to send you guys the Zoom dial-in, and you'll just dial in by Zoom. I don't know what's going on with the broadcast. Yeah.
Johnny there?
Can you call John and...
I'm going to put you on speaker,
so that you can be... No, do not put him on speaker. Tell him that Brian's going to call him.
Brian's going to call him.
Loop him in.
Okay. And you're going to loop him in on the Zoom that I'm in.
All right. We can hang up with you, Brian.
Or actually, Brian's no. Gonna we're gonna call you from... Can you call me from here? Mrs. Clark's going to do roll call again. I'm sorry, Mrs. Clark.
Okay, I think have Councilman Crowley, and I think we're all on.
Okay, now we're going to do roll call, and we're going to do it quickly.
Mr. Palacero.
I'm still here.
Mr. Crowley.
John, are you here?
I am here.
Mrs. Cusick?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Ms. Forbes?
Here.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Mayor Hollenbeck?
Here. Okay. This is a time of year that a lot of different religious holidays are celebrated and observed, so I just want to acknowledge as we stand and take a moment of silent reflection that this is a holy time for many of us here, and after that we'll follow by the Pledge of Allegiance. So please stand for a moment of silent reflection.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Can I please have a motion and a second to approve the March 14th, 2024 regular meeting minutes and executive session minutes?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Palacero?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Keep going.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
The minutes have passed.
Great, and now our volunteers of the month. And I say volunteers because the most modest volunteer in all of town is representing these volunteers. So representing more than 50 years of Sandy Hook Little League volunteers, League President Tom Kayaza has served for more than 20 years, including years when he didn't have a kid in the program. As he hates the spotlight, I am going to talk about his influence on the league, his kids first approach stresses sportsmanship and teamwork. This leadership has guided countless volunteers, so this award is for all of you, who have served as managers, coaches, team parents, umpires, snack shack volunteers, board members, and so many more roles. Tom is also a member of our volunteer fire department, especially dedicated to the success of our annual Fireman's Fair. He is a team player who inspires the same in all he works with. So I happen to interact very regularly with a close family member of Tom's and from work. And when I told her I was trying to talk him into coming tonight, she told me, she said it was never going to happen, so I won a bet. But it's because he's an unsung hero, and we all know that about him. Tom's a modest guy, and he does nothing for credit. It's truly selfless service to others. Here is a tribute tonight to all who have given their time to Sandy Hook Little League over the years. Thank you, Tom. And I knew he'd be wearing his Louisiana colors, his LSU colors, because that's his thing. you lost your... I said nice things, and you can still be from it. Come here. He appreciates everybody. And now, Councilmember Cusick will read a proclamation.
Proclamation, Mayor and Council of Atlantic Highlands recognizes the Vietnam War Veterans Day as March 29, 2024. Whereas in 2012, a presidential proclamation was signed designating March 29th as the annual Vietnam War Veterans Day and became law through Vietnam War Veterans Recognition Act of 2017. The Mayor and Council of Atlantic Highlands now recognizes and proclaims Friday, 29 March 2024 as Vietnam War Veterans Day. Whereas the last American troops departed Vietnam on 29 March 1973, making the 50th anniversary as the first observance on 29 March 2013. Whereas the presidential proclamation states, quote, the Vietnam War is a story of service members of different backgrounds, colors, and creeds who came together to complete a daunting mission. It is a story of Americans from every corner of our nation who left the warmth of family to serve the country they loved. End quote. Whereas more than 58,000 Americans were killed and many thousands more were wounded, injured, or determined to be missing. Whereas American combat participation in the Vietnam War lasted for over 10 years, South Vietnamese engagement in many protracted battles against the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese. All U.S. military forces participated in this war. Whereas in one of the war's profound tragedies, many of these men and women came home to be shunned or neglected, to face treatment wholly unbefitting their courage and worth. Whereas the treatment of the Vietnam War veterans was deplorable and must never happen again. Whereas March 29th is designated as National Vietnam War Veterans Day, therefore the flag should be shown to honor all these veterans, from the mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Annie. Sorry, I just want to take a minute. So if we do have unfinished business tonight, let's move to Ordinance 8, 2024, amending parking. If we have a public hearing and possible adoption, we have a motion and a second to adopt the ordinance.
So moved, Cusick.
Murphy, second.
Thank you. And now I'll open it up for public comment. Is there any public comment on this ordinance? Seeing none. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasargo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ordinance 8, 2024 is passed.
Thank you. And there being no workshop, let's now move on to public comment. This is on consent and regular agenda items only. So for those in the public who are new, we have a second public comment at the end of the meeting for items that are not currently on the agenda. Members of the public who would like to make a comment on consent agenda and regular agenda items only may raise your hand here in the courtroom. And once recognized, please come to the front of the room and state your name and address. Mr. Fisher, please come forward.
This is in relation to Resolution 7-2020, approving a one-year lease for each of the Atlantic Beer Company. I was a little surprised to see this because I was at the Harbor Commission meeting earlier in the month, and this never came up in the conversation. I see in the text that it says the borough desires to lease the above property. Underneath, it also says it's in the best interest of the borough and the Harbor Commission for paying the quarterly property tax on that lease property. So, I guess really it comes down to, first of all, how much are you paying for this property? That was never discussed at the Harbor Commission.
So the lease tax amount is $9,798.10.
And that's just for one quarter?
No, that's with the quarterly breakdown. So Q3 2023 was $2,419.03. Q4 2023 was identical. Q1 2024, $2,480.02. And Q2 2024 is identical to that. But Q2 2024 hasn't yet been paid, but is entered into the admin system to be paid.
And just to be clear, this is an annual lease that's signed at this time of year, and it's for Saturday and Sunday parking in the lot and holiday parking. And then C Street has a separate lease with the same for the Monday through Friday, yes.
Yeah, the details of this lease have not been changed or altered from the previous year.
So why is this lease then handled differently than, say, a lease in Harbor? In other words, there's no discussion about it in the Harbor Commission. They're paying the bill for a year. So I don't get that whole point.
Yeah, I don't know what conversations took place when this lease first came about. I wasn't here, nor was this mayor. I'd have to look into that.
But this is also part of the contribution that the Harbor makes to the borough.
Right, but my next question would be then, in here it says that it's for parking. So, parking for who? It's $10,000 a year for who to park here in this spot?
Well, you certainly can.
Oh, good. But I don't know what my parking sits out. I don't get why we have to make this lease every year for who to park. That's really what it comes down to.
So,
that's probably a 300 car. Lot, S lot.
So I have a member of the Harbor Commission that's looking to be the next public commenter. So would you reserve the right to come back up?
If you let me, you're the mayor.
I'm offering this as an option.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, gentleman with your hand raised.
James Grass, 77 Bayside Drive, I'm also a member of the Harbor Commission. Effectively, the Harbor Commission approved this lease on the C Street lease was approved 2 or 3 years ago. We effectively rewrote the property to C Street on Monday to Friday on the lease, so that's why the Harbor Commission does not have to do this annually.
Thank you. Mr. Fisher, opportunity to redirect. Absolutely. Anyone else here for public comment on agenda items only? I see no other hands. Okay. All right.
Which lot is this? I'm thinking it's the gravel lot that borders First Avenue.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not one of the inner lot or the one on the end.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go back to my original question. What are we paying $10,000 for? What do the residents get for that $10,000? I still don't get it.
I'm sure that there's varying opinions on that.
Okay. So give me a couple.
That's
speculative.
Yeah, beyond the verbiage that's in the actual document here, the lease, you know, it would be speculation. You know, we'd have to have a conversation with the Harbor Commission to learn more about it. Like I said, I wasn't here, nor was this mayor. So, you know, Mr. Kraus may be able to fill the voids here some more.
Isn't this something that should be brought up to the Harbor Commission? Apparently,
it can't be, because you're gonna vote on this thing in a few minutes unless you take a time and ask. Maybe nice to bring it up to the Harbor Commission, but that was 3 weeks ago.
Well, I think there is somebody from the Harbor Commission, so we might be able to generally. Yes, this is public comment, and so your public comment is that there's not enough information in the resolution, I guess. So if the gentleman from the Harbor Commission can answer that question, let's see if we can't put this to bed.
Or should it be dead?
Let's see if we can get an answer.
Where do you live, Mr. Kraus?
I haven't moved since the call days ago, 77 days on drive, and also been to the Harbor Commission. Offhand, I don't remember how much the Harbor Commission gets in from C Street, but if the Harbor Commission does not have that lot to offer parking at Harbor
for whom?
A couple hundred.
For whom?
For a couple hundred commuters who use the ferry.
During the week.
During the week, we have a huge problem with parking downtown, which Mr. Fisher already says that we have that problem even without having that.
And on the weekend, it benefits the borough how, in your opinion?
You know what? As a member of the Harbor Commission, I don't care about the residents have access to that lot. But the Harbor Commission also, during the voting season, which starts next month, effectively Monday, the trailers for the boats that use the harbor launch ramp, which generates about $250,000 a year, those trailers are parked in that lot. So the Harbor Commission benefits from that, and the Harbor Commission benefits from that system. So, although Mr. Fisher can park in that lot if he wants, we also need to have the park on the trailer boats.
Thank you.
The trailers.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasero.
Thank you, Jim.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Forbes.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
Thank you. Administrators report and professionals. I'm Mr. Romeyer up first.
Thank you very much. Very briefly, South Avenue Park. Our the borough's contractor has indicated the week of April 15th is being targeted, weather dependent, to mobilize the site and begin installation of playground equipment, safety surface, and basketball goals. Previously reported about a 3-week work window is anticipated to complete that project. The borough's contractor for the roadway improvements to East Garfield and Grand Ave is targeting the week of April 22nd to return to the borough for milling and paving operations. Any deviations from that anticipated schedule, I'll relay to the borough. I just want to also add, there's a new grant opportunity, fiscal year 2025 community funded projects. There's for the appropriation bill of FY25. Our office is submitting several grant requests on behalf of the borough. If you recall, previously the borough received money through this program for the bulk improvements at the harbor.
Right.
They're due April 1st, so we're working hard to get them done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ms. Schaefer.
I'm sorry Mr. Leinsdorf isn't here. one of the things that happened this month is that there's going to be a sidewalk installed at Bay Shore Plaza. My office is working with the owner of that property and doing some research on sidewalks and the borough's ability to compel the installation of sidewalks, and so he's agreed to do that. The tax appeals, we have one pending and none filed for 2024 yet. I'm not sure what that says, but it's interesting. And regionalization, finally the Attorney General filed the statement comprising the record on appeal, and briefs are now due in April and May. And we've been answering Oprah requests and advising the governing body on the new brewery legislation. That's it.
Thank you.
Mr. Ferradina?
Wait, one more thing. We settled a case. The JIF paid the money, a very small case, and we paid nuisance value, so that's gone. So there's only one case pending against the borough right now, and that's in the Superior Court, and then we have a motion to dismiss, returnable today.
Fantastic. Now, Mr. Ferradina.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. On Monday, March 18th, the mayor and I attended the Monmouth 250 meeting held by the county commissioners and the county clerk's office in Freehold. On March 20th, I attended the FEMA Go quarterly status briefing meeting. On March 22nd, the mayor, the police captain, and I attended the Highlands and Atlantic Highlands Municipal Alliance meeting held in Highlands, presented by Heather de Blasi. The borough received its annual hazardous waste recycling tonnage grant. Payment is in the amount of $9,064.50. Jim Gallo is currently the borough's recycling coordinator and is doing a nice job in those efforts. As Mr. Rohmeyer notated, CME Engineering is in the process of submitting formal requests for federal appropriations funding through Congressman Pallone's office. We thank Doug and his team for that. All members of the governing body have received their annual financial disclosure statements. Filing may begin April 1st and they're due April 30th, or by April 30th. Borough Hall and DPW will be closed tomorrow, Friday, March 29th, in observance of Good Friday. That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, reports of council. Let's start with the birthday boy. I saw you had a new Tottenham flag out, so I can't get you that. I'm going to have to find something else. So happy birthday, Mr. Colasurdo.
Not yet. Sunday.
Yeah.
All right. First thing, let's talk about Shade Tree. If you checked your mailbox, you probably got the Atlantic Highlands Shade Tree Commission newsletter. There's really some great stuff in here. It talks about how to request a tree on the property, the tree plaque, the tribute tree plaque modernization, whether or not mulch is good or bad. I'm a big fan of mulch, but they might think otherwise. And tree fact, a large oak can consume about 100 gallons of water per day. A sequoia can drink up to 500 gallons per day. So they've been working on this for a while. It really came out great, so take a look at it. They put a lot of work into it. That's it for Shade Tree. In terms of fire, year to date, they've taken 38 calls, 9 calls for the month of March, 4 mutual aid calls in the month of March. Good news, they've received 2 new membership applications in the last 2 weeks. And finally, on their end, the new fire truck is coming closer and closer to, I guess, hitting the streets of Atlantic Highlands, which is going to be a great benefit to our local safety. Harbor, nothing to report other than the next meeting is on April 2nd, 2024. And then Chamber of Commerce, save the date, the car show is scheduled for June 15th, 2024. That's all I've got.
Thank you very much. Mr. Crowley.
Thank you, Mayor. As I'm driving, I don't have my statistics in front of me, but let me start with birthday squad off the top of my head. There was an incident either yesterday or today where Hackensack was not able to make the call during the day. The call that went to our first aid squad, and I believe approximately 8 of our members actually showed up during the daytime, and they were able to help the victim of taking a fall on Grand Avenue and get them transported to the hospital. So since it happened to them, it's their rebuilding, they're actually able to get out there in the middle of the day and make the call. Police department, I'm sorry, I don't have statistics in front of me as I'm driving, but I will say that I went on a ride along on Monday or Tuesday with, thanks to our police chief Scott Ryan for arranging that, went with Sergeant Adam Period. I will just say, as I posted online on social media, it's impressive as a resident to look around out your window and see our police department, you know, on a nearly constant vigil, keeping us safe with their patrols
And it was incredibly interesting to be inside one of the squad vehicles that they were doing that. The sharp eyes of the squad is always keeping out for all of us. So tip of the cap to them for that. Councilman Murphy, can you just read all the points for DPW? Because I do not have that in front of me. And I will say for recreation, Councilman Dougherty's going to cover a couple of the events, like Easter egg hunt and what have you. I will just say that at our meeting last week, we took another vote regarding the Atlantic Islands Music and Food Truck Festival, as well as Atlantic Islands Day. Both events will feature live music, a minimum of 4 bands during the Music and Food Truck Festival, 2 on Atlantic Islands Day. Both will feature a beer garden. There'll be vendors that will be there. The food trucks, probably close to 20 on the Music Festival Day, probably a minimum of about a dozen on Atlantic Islands Day, and of course Atlantic Islands Day will also have touch a truck. So, 2 big events. I'm sorry I don't have the dates in front of me. I know I should know them, but the Music and Food Truck Festival will be in August, and October will be Atlantic Islands Day, and that is it.
Thank you.
Oh, and the Dodgers opening day today. Don't want to forget that.
Nothing important happened, but he just...
That's actually not true. They played in, when they played in Korea earlier.
They did.
Yeah, so that's factually incorrect, John.
Council President Dougherty, since we're on the phone.
Ah, very good. Thank you, Mayor. I'll start with Finance and Personnel. The Finance Committee met this past Monday, March 25th, for a presentation of the fiscal 2024 budget by CMFO Rick Yano, Sid Burr, Administrator Rob Ferracina. The budget is scheduled for introduction at our next council meeting on Thursday, April 11th. Recreation, Easter egg hunt was held this past Sunday, March 24th. It was the rain date. Despite the brisk wind and unspring-like temperatures, a great time was had by all the children, from toddlers age grade 3, grabbing their eggs. A special thanks to the Recreation Committee led by this event by Christy Gannon and Diana Kerner, our DPW, our police department, and everyone who volunteered. Thank you so much. The townwide yard sale is scheduled for Saturday, May 4th. The rain date is Sunday, May 5th. Registration instructions for those who want to participate are on ahnj.com, or you can stop by Borough Hall to register. Planning Board has not met since our last meeting. The next Planning Board meeting will be held next Thursday, April 4th, here in this room or in that room and on Zoom. And now my Board of Education update. The AGS Board met on Tuesday, March 19th. They presented the Educator of the Year Award to Mrs. Shannon Bruckman and the Educational Services Professional of the Year to Nurse Dario Del Creasy. They were recognized by Atlantic Islands Board of Education. Thank you all for all that you do for the AHS community. They also presented the AHES Champion Award winners for the month for inclusiveness. I'll read those names down. The kindergartners, Bento Namana and Frankie McGuane. First grade, William Gannon, Julian Kaya, and Jameson Moore. Second grade, Otis Bueller, Lily Luna, Virginia Murray, and Julia Tidwell. Third graders, Pierce Frazier, Ryan Lindholm, Reed Mager, and Morgan Ritchie. Fourth graders were Norman Glowey, Porter Huff, and Jason Zuzalak. Fifth graders were Joseph Gannon and Kyrie Leolata Rivas. And the sixth graders were Nathan Colangelo and Emmett Moore. Congratulations to all the honorees. Please keep up the great work. The Henry Hudson Reed Transitional Board of Education met the previous day on Monday, March 18th. The board unanimously approved the transmission of the preliminary budget for the Unified District to the county office. The board and superintendent also made it clear the budget would be subject to change until the State Department of Education completes its work, finalizing the Tri-District HHRS regionalization. The public hearing for the Henry Hudson Regional School District budget is scheduled for May 6th at 6 p.m. up at Henry Hudson. Dr. Beams announced that the district was awarded the previously mentioned state grant to provide free preschool to both Atlantic Highlands and Highlands Elementary Schools. AHES was awarded $322,000 for the current 2023-24 school year. The new regional district was awarded $760,000 for next school year, 24-25. This will provide 3 full classes in Atlantic Highlands and 2 full classes of preschool in Highlands free of charge. So that's incredible news there. Then the Hudson Board of Ed met later that evening and presented their monthly awards. The student of the month is Alana Kerner. The athlete of the month was Leah Curry. The artist of the month was Evie Knox. And the staff member was Tom Lynch. They also presented Tinker Awards to Joseph Newell, Nico Curtis, Hayden Curtis, Riley Lanigan, Tiernan Ilaraza, and Molly Pencil. They also that evening held their winter sports recognition, honoring all the varsity athletic teams from the winter season, which, as we discussed last time, was very successful this year, particularly with basketball and middle school basketball. The Teachers of the Year was Sarah Fahmy, and the Educational Service Professional of the Year was Paul Persevalli. And that later, they presented this year's President's Cup. The winning team was the girls' bowling team. The President's Cup is awarded to the team with the highest cumulative GPA of the team. So way to go, ladies. And that, there is my report.
Thank you. I also saw the list of acceptances from Henry Hudson for colleges, and they're very impressive. So congratulations to the seniors.
Great.
Okay. Terrific. Councilmember Cusack.
I have a much shorter report than Councilman Dougherty. On the police report, on February 11th, the Daisy Girl Scouts were given a tour of the Atlantic Highlands Police Department by Officer Hoffman, Sergeant. So I'm trying to read my own handwriting, I apologize. And and Chief Reinhardt. And also on the egg hunt that took place at the harbor was supported by the police department and was a huge success as far as I understand, even though I was in Florida at the time. We're also asking for tree trimming to take place to reduce any kind of obstructions of stop signs or yield signs or those kinds of things that are on your property. Please make sure you do that. And lastly, the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, the Veterans Committee, Office of Emergency Management, and Senior Citizens, I have no report. Thank you.
Thank you. Next meeting is going to be a whole lot. Councilmember Forbes.
Thank you, Mayor. President Dougherty handled finance and personnel, and Mr. Colser handled harbor. I will see you there on Tuesday. So I will take Environmental Commission. Exciting news, the meeting previously scheduled for Tuesday, March 26th, was postponed to Tuesday, April 2nd at 7 p.m. here at Faro Hall, which does happen to be in direct conflict with harbor, so I'm going to split myself in half and make it work somehow. The Green Team. Yeah, exactly. The Green Team, they met on Tuesday, March 26th as well. In that meeting, they reaffirmed their commitment to silver status and began the job of updating expired action items. These will need to be resubmitted and maintained over the next few years. One of these tasks is create a Green Team, so I'm pretty sure they have it locked up.
Great.
In addition, they did an in-depth review of the requirements for Gold Star status in health, water, or energy to help determine what would be the best fit for Atlantic Highlands. And last but not least, planning continues for our next olfactory garden with the goal of planting during Earth Month. And lastly, the crowing about DPW continues. I just want to thank them. They went above and beyond to help my elderly neighbor with a drainage issue that was not their problem, but I so appreciate it. So thanks.
They're awesome. Councilmember Murphy.
Thank you. DPW members made a large repair to the trail entrance on Gowan Road last week, resulting from a large washout over the winter. There is no trash pickup on Friday, as it is a holiday. Sub pumps, we recently received a lot of rain events. Many sub pumps are running continuously. This is a reminder, sub pumps must not be connected to your sewer plumbing. Reminder to please use the pickup, please pick up after your pet. The DPW has installed several new pet waste things, stations, yes, for lack of a better way to say it, and we'd like to ask you please use them. I'm going to touch back on to first aid, some important points I'd like to make. First, we'll start with the numbers. The squad responded to, it's a year to date, I believe it was, I don't have the month of March, I must have overwrote that. But year to date is 80 calls, which in the month of March, I can tell you, was a 100% response ratio. So that's very impressive. The chief is beaming with pride over his first aid family and couldn't be happier with the efforts of the members in protecting our community. Given the 20 responders, the 20 members of the squad that are responding on a regular basis,
I just want to note on some important facts. This is a huge improvement since last 2 years or so when the current administration has taken over. If you compare these numbers to back to March of 2022, there were about 8 members responding on a regular basis to these calls, where now we've got about 20 in response. So it's an amazing effort and some great work as a team. This makes a total of 743 calls the squad has answered since the new leadership has taken over in July of 2022. Some high praise is deserved to the line, starting with the chief. We have 5 new, this is an important fact, we have 5 new EMTs in school, and I hear they're doing an exceptional job. These five are scheduled to graduate in about 6 weeks. And along with these dedicated volunteers, the squad just approved 2 new members that are already EMTs and answering calls at the moment. There are also 2 more taking the exam to recertify in April. That is 9 new EMTs by the first quarter of the year, and this has never been done in the squad's history. So a lot of kudos is deserved by them. And when you really think about how impressive that is, it's important to know what it takes to become an EMT, which I was blown away when I asked about it. It's a grueling, long program. It's 253 hours of coursework in a period of 5 months, every Monday and Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., as well as every other Saturday, not to mention 100 hours of homework and clinical studies. And all of this is done to be a volunteer, leaving their families and work. And I've said it before in the past, if you happen to see a first aid member, please make sure you give them a lot of credit and praise for what they do. It's very much appreciated. Training is always ongoing. However, the first Tuesday of the month is the squad's scheduled training drill. April's topic will be emergency response to CPAP, asthma, and training in delivering albuterol. One last note, the PBA ball, as mentioned in previous meetings, the proceeds will be benefiting the first aid squad in an effort to purchase their new ambulance. Squad is also seeking baskets, gift cards, and auction items for their silent auction. If anybody is interested in donating or becoming a member of the First Aid Squad, you are welcome to reach out to info@ahfirstaid.org. You can speak with either Chief Lance Huberny, Captain Ann Scholler, or Susan Duran. And that concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I wanted to acknowledge Mrs. Smith organized what I heard was a lovely memorial service over at Pawtucket Towers last Friday. Unfortunately, the borough administrator, the chief, and I all had a conflict, unfortunately, at the same time, but I was told yesterday at the Highlands Housing Authority meeting that it was a lovely service, so thank you for organizing that. Thomas John Pawtucket was we lost him during he was a Highlands resident that was lost in the Vietnam War, so that was the impetus for having that memorial service, so thank you for that. This coming Sunday, there's a 6:30 sunrise mass down in the harbor. So if you are up and early and gonna be the Easter Bunny, you can go to that mass and enjoy it down there. Hopefully it's a beautiful day. I wish everyone a very happy holiday, and I'm gonna open the floor to public comment. Members of the public who would like to make a comment may raise your hand here in the courtroom, and once recognized, please come to the front of the room and state your name and address.
Mayor, before you go to public comment, one last thing. I'm sorry. May 24th is the PBA ball. Tickets are on sale if you go downstairs to police headquarters.
Mr. Murphy covered that. Thanks.
Okay. Sorry. Couldn't hear. Buy your tickets.
Thanks. Mrs. Clark.
The council encourages public participation and requests that all comments be addressed to the mayor. All comments should refer to topics relevant to the powers and duties of the Atlantic Islands Borough Government. Speakers are requested to maintain proper decorum at all times during the meeting.
Anyone in the room for public comment? Yes, ma'am. Please come forward to the front of the room and state your name and address.
Hi, Mayor and Council. My name is Claudette Sabato. I live at 27 Harbor View Drive. I'm coming particularly today, may not seem that it's an Atlantic Highlands problem or what's going on, but today Governor Murphy issued a statement that I've been working on for a while with a lot of other advocacy groups regarding calling for a ceasefire in Gaza because of the humanitarian crisis. As of today, there have been over 33,000 people killed, mostly women and children. There is a forced starvation that's leading to man-made famine. I also have a personal interest other than just it being a geopolitical humanitarian interest. My mother is Palestinian and in 1948 lost her home when Israel became a state. I'm not against Israel. This is not about that. I know people who live there as a Palestinian American, and many are represented here in the United States. That's what was the reason for my strong involvement. I think what the biggest feeling that I'm having now is just anger, fear, and sadness. And I think as humanitarians, I would like the council mayor to know what the mayor, what the Governor Murphy said, and to make aware to our community, who I feel is very loving. We've lived here since 2017. I love Atlantic Highlands. I'm not a long-time resident, but since I've been here, it's been a really amazing experience. And just to let people aware of what is going on there, and that we should use whatever power that we have to write our congressmen, our representatives, legislator, president. I've done that all. And I feel like we're making a difference. So just one voice can make a difference. So basically, I'm just going to quickly read what Governor Murphy said. Over the past 6 months, tens of thousands of innocent civilians have died as a result of this conflict. this moment, hundreds of thousands more people, especially women and children, are at dire risk of starvation. Here in New Jersey, one of the largest diverse states in America and home to one of the largest Palestinian American communities, we know that there are many families mourning the loss of innocent loved ones who have died in Gaza due to this conflict. I want these families to know that we grieve with them and that we share in their pain and heartbreak. In that spirit today, I'm adding my voice in support of Biden's administration's efforts to secure an immediate and sustained ceasefire by all parties that includes the release of the remaining hostages being held by Hamas. Such an agreement will allow desperately needed humanitarian aid, food, water, medical supplies, and more to flow into Gaza, saving potentially thousands of lives. Thank you for your time and for listening. Have a good day.
Thank you. I can only speak personally, but I am very gratified that the governor called for an immediate and sustained ceasefire. It's heartbreaking. Anybody else? Mr. Fisher.
I wonder if we can get some more details on the regionalization news that you had. Something that the AG issued.
Oh, the thing that was the thing that was holding up the moving the appeal was the AG not filing what's called a statement of the records comprising the appeal. He filed it. And what happened was we had a change in commissioners, right? The assistant commissioner, right? So the new commissioner, the AG has now filed that, and now there's a schedule briefing will be filed, and then hopefully we'll get a decision, we'll get an argument and a decision. But, yeah.
So this is the decision from Shore Regional and Ocean Board?
Yes. It's their appeal.
It's filed once the former commissioner denied the lawsuit.
That's correct.
So this is going to move forward pretty quickly.
The wheels of justice don't always move as swiftly as they should.
So true.
But we're gonna try to move it as quickly as possible.
So at some point, like when do we know it's the end? Like will the commissioner or the judge follow something that says
It's all over.
The appellate division will make that decision, but they could file an appeal to the Supreme Court. But it's not likely. I can't say that. I don't know them well enough to know what they'll do. But yeah, the appellate division will make a decision, and then depending on what that decision is, one side or the other can take it up to the Supreme Court, if the Supreme Court wants to hear it.
So the commissioner's all done with this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Last meeting, we talked about paid EMS service and not knowing how often, how much they respond.
So I've been provided data by Hackensack regarding October 2023 through February of 2024. So regarding October 1st through October 31st of 2023, they responded to 13 calls. Average response time was 10 minutes, 5 seconds. Number of calls when a patient was not transported was 3. Total number of emergency transports, 10. For November 2023, November 1st through November 30th, total EMS response is 18. Average response time to calls, 8 minutes, 45 seconds. Number of incidents when mutual aid was called, 0. Number of calls when a patient was not transported, 1. Total number of emergency transports, 17. Regarding December of 2023, December 1st through December 31st, total EMS response is 19. Average response time to calls, 10 minutes, 8 seconds. Number of incidents when mutual aid was called, 0. Number of calls when a patient was not transported, 6. Total number of emergency transports, 13. January 1st through January 31st of 2024, total EMS response is 18. Average response time to calls, 10 minutes, 27 seconds. Number of incidents when mutual aid was called, 0. Number of calls when a patient was not transported, 3. Total number of emergency transports, 15. And last but not least, February 1st, 2024 through February 29th, 2024. Total EMS response is 13. Average response time to calls, 9 minutes, 27 seconds. And when we say average response time to calls, that means from dispatch time to arrival. Number of incidences when mutual aid was called, 0. Number of calls when a patient was not transported, 5. And total number of emergency transports, 8. I haven't received March's numbers yet because it's not complete yet.
So in all the months reported, it's under 20 calls, which average.
Correct.
Is 5.
On average.
And $90,000. Doesn't seem like the numbers work out too well for us.
Yeah, that's an opinion comment. That's I'm just here to report data.
I don't know what you base it on. I think a life is worth more than $7,000 a month. So I see no issue with that.
It just goes back to my point that at some point you've got to cut the cord that happens separate.
Yeah, so there.
Ramped up membership and response percentages to places you've never been before as a squad. So I think, we're at the point now where a decision has to be made. I'll just leave it.
Yeah, so there is a plan in place, and that plan is when the EMS team here in town, when the volunteer team, when their leadership provides us 90 days notice, we will happily inform Hackensack that we will part ways with them. Our contract requires a 90-day notice. Our agreement with Highlands there actually requires a 90-day notice, and that will save the municipality a significant amount of money, as you noted. Atlanta's doing a great job. The team's moving forward. They're new, as was outlined this evening, new members, a lot of training. They're doing a great job. They're responding to a lot of calls, and the county has their program, which is ramping up. So we're very pleased that hopefully this will all come together soon.
Thank you. Is there any news on Atlas? Supposed to be a seminar or information, something or other.
We're still trying to get together the correct people who will be able to participate in the workshop, and we're hoping it'll be sometime in April.
Okay. Just a question. What does the plan endorsement committee do?
I'm not on it.
I I know, but you're the mayor. I was just curious as to what their mission is.
I know, Mrs. Clark, I don't want to put you on the spot, so you can tell me if you don't want to answer this, because I had to ask the question. We were required a number of years ago to put together a plan endorsement committee by the state. So am I talking out of school now?
No, I think that had to do with the Rutgers.
Yep, well, that's right. Yes. So remember we had the Rutgers study folks, so it was to endorse their recommendations or not.
So it's a dormant committee?
Currently, but we have, Mr. Romeyer and I have been talking about a stormwater study, so it might come back into play.
Okay. And last question. I noticed in the Highlands budget that there's $286,000 that they got a grant. Mr. Romeyer knows something about this. To finish Bayside Drive from whatever the side street is that you get up the Bayside Drive on, Waukesha Drive, all the way to the borough border. So it seems like that work is going to happen soon, but I don't really know any of the details. Point here being, we finished our end, and it was always, well, Highlands End isn't finished. When we get to that point, we're going to have to make a decision. So it seems like things are starting to move at the other end of the street.
I saw the mayor and the council president. Where were we that I saw them?
We were at the Bayshore Mayor's
dinner, and this actually came up at dinner. But they didn't tell us that something was happening imminently.
Well, I'm just saying they got a pretty significant grant, so I'm sure that they put in for it for a reason.
They'll be able to.
I don't think that CME is still the.
I have information on that grant reference.
We can certainly ask our neighbors.
Yeah, we can ask her. We can look around for the important announcements. Thank you.
Thanks. Anybody else? Mr. Barbato.
That's the response to the information for HMS. It's been really helpful. Can we ask our local first aid squad to provide the same information for our next meeting?
I can, and I'll be happy to do that for you if you'd like.
That would be terrific. Thank you so much.
Mr.
Barbato. Mayor, I would like to have an evaluation review of a street from a contractor who is a professional and has a contracting and engineering company. And I made enough copies. It's a short thing just to show. Can I give it to the meeting to share with everyone?
I'm asking.
Can I take a look at it?
Sure.
Sorry, Doug, do you mind grabbing?
I don't want to go through the wall here.
We wouldn't tackle you, don't worry.
They might. All it is saying a recommendation of how the road should be, or if you're going to correct the road.
There's nothing that indicates who this professional is or when this was
right,
done or anything like that.
I purposely left that out.
Well, the only thing, Mayor, I'd suggest that you just give this to the engineer who has already reviewed this on a couple of occasions, and if he thinks that there's something else that should be done based on this statement, which is just a statement again without anything indicating who the professional is or where it comes from or what he looked at, but I think the engineer could look at it, but I don't think the rest of the council should look at it until we get an opinion from our professional.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I already gave one to the
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to also say that I did email you little detailed email, and if and when we get a chance to review it, then I will appreciate, then I will respond to you to the request that I made. I also would like to have that, if you can, put it in a letter form rather than an email.
Mr. Barbato, I'm going to say a couple things. Number one, when I reply to you from the borough email address, that's an official communication between me and my role as the mayor of Atlantic Highlands. Now, in my private life, when I'm teaching my children in my education program that I do, I encourage them not to use all caps because it tends to bring about feelings and it tends to sound like you're shouting. So that's just, I'm giving you the same advice I give to the kids that I educate. And third, I've been advised by legal counsel that any further communication about any claims against the borough are to be dealt with our professionals because I have no role in that.
Well, can you share that then with the professionals?
As you asked, I've sent every email that you've asked me to share with our professionals and the borough administrator.
Well, I haven't gotten any responses from the professionals.
I believe that you've had plenty of responses from the professionals over years at this point, including our DPW, our police department, our borough engineer, our attorney, and our multiple borough administrators. So saying that they haven't responded and haven't tried to find solutions.
But I would like you to letter form.
It's a communication by email from the borough is an official form of communication. So if you want to offer anything, you're welcome to do so. But any further talk about any claims against the borough are not going to happen in this room.
So I'm not putting in a claim right now. Well, the claim I had put in is from a routine. And it's appropriate that I can put in
You can. I'm not restricting what you're doing. I'm just telling you how the borough will be responding.
Well, the borough really hasn't responded in a letter.
I disagree. In a letter form, you don't get to dictate how we respond to you, Mr. Barbato.
Well,
thank you very much.
And I'm going to forward all those emails to.
Please do.
Okay. And then I don't want to hear that it wasn't done appropriately. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Sir, please come forward.
My name is Clay Hopkinson. I live in Middletown.
Address, please.
796 Park Avenue.
Thank you.
I'm part of the San Diego Bay Catamaran Club.
Yes.
So if you could see if I can give us an explanation.
Sure.
We got caught off guard here in the Angel workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And we are working with some maps and trying to divide up the new park next to the Daniels project. Looked like some of those maps and some of the ideas was copy catamaran look shrunken down. Since that was the first any of us in the catamaran club thought such a notion might happen, there's one we have time to find out where all the was. We have a lease about to expire.
Yes.
And then so I'm at a meeting where we're kind of filleting up the catamaran club. So I'm trying to get a better understanding where are we going to like.
So to be clear, you attended a workshop, which is a charrette, which was an idea-generating meeting with members of the community to provide ideas from members of the community. Ideas. Nobody was cutting up anything. No one was making a final presentation of what was going to go there. And members of the community that attended that, and it was not limited to residents of Atlantic Highlands, you were there, obviously, and you were very welcome to contribute, as were other members of the Catamaran Club that don't live in Atlantic Highlands. But this was purely a concept discussion, and feedback out of that is going to be considered by our planner, and he will incorporate those items into a plan presented in, I believe it's April 17th, and the meeting will be at the elementary school. And there'll, again, be plenty of time for members of the public, again, members of the Catamaran Club who don't live in Atlantic Island are just as welcome as residents to comment at that time. But there's no intention and there's no buy-in and no agreement and no presentation of a plan. You do have a lease that's ending at the end of the year, but the mayor and council has not considered what will happen with that lease formally. We've had discussions in executive session about it, but nothing, there's been no formal action, there's been no formal public conversation. I think maybe I hear what you're saying and the concern in your voice about it, but I think we got to let this all play out and see what is the best option for what is ultimately going to be in that park.
When you say end of year, I'll be saying
sorry, May. Is it May?
I think it's May next year, actually.
Okay.
Well, it's not this year.
I'd have to
check. Have to give you a year's notice, so that's what we did when we needed to. We'll double check, and I'll make sure to reach out to your folks. Oh, I don't think so. That's a personal opinion, but I've always personally said that that there's a relationship with the Catamaran Club that is important to the Borough of Atlantic Highlands. Thank you, Mr. Hopperson. Ms. Abdel, you can come up here. On your way up, when you think about where you live and tell us your name and address, I want, this is the public face of a lot of us had trouble finding vaccination appointments at the very early onset of COVID and when vaccinations were available. And this person was way ahead of me, but my partner, in securing how many?
I don't know.
How many?
We have that Excel document, spreadsheet. I don't know, maybe 1,000?
Yeah. So I've been waiting. We've been waiting for you to come to a meeting to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry. But now, name and address.
My name is Claudette Sabato. Again, I live at 27 Harborview Drive. I like to do things like I did in securing vaccines at the time, especially for the elderly, because they can get on the computer, you know, drove some people. And I tried as much as possible to get people vaccinated. It was a pretty scary time. So thank you, Lori, too, for what you did, you know. So between the two of us, we had a lot done. The reason I'm back here, I'm sorry to take up more time, that I forgot something, but originally was the main reason I wanted to speak, was a lot of people, even though, you know, you guys are small council members, small town, they don't think that you make a difference. I've been watching a ton of, I'm on social media a lot, because I don't work, so that's what I do, but I do other things too. But anyway, from an 11-year-old Jewish boy who spoke in California, who spoke to his town council about all the good that he's done with childhood cancer, he was head shaved because he shaved his head for childhood cancer, and he spoke about the issue in Gaza and how he was raised, and he asked for the council to propose to a ceasefire resolution proposing. I don't know what difference it's going to make. I don't know. I'm praying and I'm hoping a lot. But I feel that if there's some type of resolution that you guys can do, maybe on the next agenda, and I can write the resolution if you want, if you could do that on your next agenda meeting for a ceasefire resolution. Our governor's already done a lot of towns. Woodbridge just did it today. So a bunch of people in the Red Back meeting tonight. So we're trying. So whatever you guys can do, and whatever you know, that you can contact, I can help. That would be great too. So thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Barbado.
It had nothing to do with war. I think poor Barbado, way too large. I think also in recognition, we found out, unfortunately, a patrol officer in New York had to get the gun down, and I think we should be aware that we should be supporting our police. But that is the problem, I think, going on in today's young kids, and showing respect for the police. And it's a shame that person was out, he has 21 felony convictions, and he gunned down at a traffic stop with the his car, so needing a wife and a young kid, so we got to worry about here too.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful holiday weekend, and may I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Thank you.